Hi, this is Brad Easterling here in St. Lawrence with another audio update. Things are a little bit brighter around here. As over the past 10 days, we've gotten a few spotty showers around here. So the folks that lived in the right place or got a farm in the right area, they've received, a few tenths. Some folks, even as high as an inch and a half in a couple of, spotty isolated areas around here, they did get a good drink of water. Unfortunately, for the vast majority of the area, Glasscock, Reagan, Upton counties, once again, just haven't got that shower that they're desperately needing around here. On the brighter side, things have finally started to cool off a little bit. We went from, 104, 105, even up to about 109 around here to now most of our temperatures are in the mid-90s, and equally as important or even more important, our lows are now finally down into the lower 70s for the last several days. So that's at least allowed our cotton to kind of recover in the morning, and it's not drought stressed and blue and shriveled up first thing in the morning and staying that away all day long. So it's at least able to recover a little bit. From the insect side of things, still for the most part pretty light. We have seen a few fields in the area where square sets weren't quite as good as we were liking, and getting to look around, we've got a few areas where some flea hoppers have kind of come in and gone back out, not seeing any kind of nymphs, any reproduction that's going on. It just looks like these flea hoppers are moving in and out from some pastures. And they're dinging square sets. And when you combine that with some square loss that we've had from some of these high temperatures here a few weeks back, square sets are a little bit lower than we'd like. Aside from that, we had one isolated area where the spider mite numbers kind of increased on us. And we've treated a couple of fields for spider mites over the last week and a half, 2 weeks. Aside from those, really not a whole lot in the area. We've got our eyes peeled for stink bugs. About that time of the year where Consuela stink bug gets to be a number one concern for us in this part of the country. And we've got a couple of areas that we've got our eyes peeled and we've treated a spot or two. But, from an insect standpoint, that's about it. Most guys just trying to keep fields clean. And we've got a little sorghum in the ground, waiting on a rain. A couple of little showers have got some of it up, but we're going to need a lot of rain to keep that milo going or hay grazer going. But, other than that, just not a tremendous amount around here. Haley, what do y'all got over in the Contro Valley right now?
Brad, we're kind of in the same standpoint of is that, not a lot is really going on. As you mentioned, we have had, cooler temperatures, respectively speaking, and kind of, it has, not drought stressed the cotton as much. And so letting it go a little bit longer without some rain, without the high temperatures. But, from an insect standpoint, flea hoppers, as you had mentioned, there are a couple of fields that the square sets aren't where, they should be. But, with in combination of the high temperatures that we had a few weeks back, and as you said, flea hoppers just kind of moving in, doing their damage, but, going out and looking in those fields, not finding a lot of nymphs. I've probably seen maybe three or four out of the whole entire season so far. I'm only seeing adults and it's only a handful. And so kind of when it comes to that, we're in the same boat. Haven't had any reports of spider mites. Am keeping my eyes peeled, especially on those dusty corners and if there is some corn that's nearby. And then keeping my eyes peeled for stink bugs as well. Our growth stages were kind of across the board right now. I have some that's still squaring, but I am, have stuff that's all the way out to cut out. And so the stuff that is blooming and, putting on bowls, I am being mindful of stink bugs, but, our pressure hasn't been high. We didn't have a high amount of Consuelas in our sorghum. And so I think our starting populations are really low. There's no doubt that there aren't some, in the area, but looking at the fields that I've seen, I haven't seen any stink bugs or really the damage that they have been present. And so we're kind of quiet, needing a rainfall in the next few weeks. If we don't get one, say by mid-August, it's going to definitely turn the tables on a lot of the cotton, because we have some dry land that, did catch some of the rains early season and looks, pretty good. And then some, still in the ball game. And then we have some that's marginal that could really use a rain because it's starting to approach blooming and it's going to, you know, have a quick bloom period if it doesn't get some rain. And so we're kind of in the same boat, just need a rain. And that's all I have in the Concho Valley, really.
Yes, ma'am. You know, we're like that from a rain standpoint. The majority of our cotton is kind of cut out at this point. You know, rain would benefit a lot of this. We've got a lot of fields out here that it's basically over, but we've got some. If we could catch that rain right now, we might be able to kick it off and put a few more bowls on it. We are starting to kick a lot of fruit off at this point in time. You know, and it does that at this point every year, but we could, if we got that last minute shower, we could be able to at least retain a little bit of this and, you know, maybe make a little bit of lemonade out of this big lemon that we've been dealt this year. But we're almost to that point right now to where a rain's not going to benefit this crop near as much as it will at least start banking a little bit of moisture for a wheat crop, or at least start putting some rain in, or moisture in the ground for next season. But yeah, it's been a rough year for us up to this point. One thing I'll mention on those spider mites that's been real odd for us this year is just about every field I've seen, it's been the hot spots have been along paved county roads. We haven't seen them in our typical places along, you know, the dry, dusty turn roads like you mentioned. They've been along, you know, well-trafficked paved county roads, and that's something that we generally don't ever see around here. So it's kind of the exception instead of the rule for us, and we haven't really been able to pencil out exactly why that's happening around here, but fortunately they seem to kind of drop off a little bit. They're present, but they're not to economic thresholds at this point in time, so hopefully we'll be able to keep them at bay. Beneficials have been kind of low for us most all year long because we haven't had enough pests to really be an issue, so hopefully the spider mites don't flare up to the point where we have to start treating them, and we can keep things like aphids in check since we don't have the beneficial numbers. Aside from that, that's about all we have here in St. Lawrence this week.
This has been a production of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service Entomology Department here on the High Plains of Texas.